This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7 with Kai, Kelly and Ramet.
And we are currently joined by Kamikaze. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we're here to talk about your new single, Rush, as well. We want to know, how long did this one take to write and produce?
About a night. I just locked myself in the studio and I just thought, my manager told me I need a new record by now, so I just did that overnight, basically. There's nothing much to it.
So is that kind of how it works? Your manager kind of just goes, you haven't released anything in a while?
Not usually. Like, I usually give him heaps of demos over, like, a long period of time, but I think I sat down for a bit too long on some other things, and I just thought I had to get something out pretty quick, so I locked myself away and did it, I guess, just for this one thing, really.
Okay, well, most of your music, to me, that I listened on Spotify, etc., it sounds like it takes, like a while, right? Most of the time?
Yeah, a lot of it does, yeah, most of it does.
I'm actually getting into, the music producing sort of side things of myself. I was wondering, what kind of tips can you kind of give to me and, other young producers out there?
I don't know, when I was younger, I always thought that there was, this sort of level, the people that you sort of aspire to become and whatnot, they're on this another level, but they're not.
They're not.
There's no secret to producing. That's the biggest secret to music production, is that there's no secret. So you'll always be learning something new, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll never reach the level that you think once existed. You'll just get to this point where everything just becomes a breeze, Yeah, make sure your bass is in mono.
And your music is electronic. How did you get into that, and what drew you to that style of music?
I was so young, I can't quite remember. There was a lot of, I never really listened to much music when, well, I did. I listened to a lot of stuff on, playing the radio stations on, San Andreas and stuff. I love that stuff. Mm. And there was a video game in 2008 called Mirror's Edge. And that sort of introduced me to a lot of the more complex style, electronica. Got in a bit of Aphex Twin and whatnot. I think it was about 14 or 15, this dude, Porter Robinson, came out. And I sort of just, was a bit blown away by his stuff and thought, I'll give it a crack if it's done on the computer. Man's got one arm, he's not that good at playing instruments. Can play piano, but...
Speaking of, can you play?
Yeah, I can. I used to play drums. I still do it a bit here and there, but now I just basically play piano and keyboard. I've got, a bunch of synthesizers I like to mess around with.
And you've worked with artists such as Duchess and Maya Payne in some of your releases, but who's the ultimate artist you'd love to collab with?
Oh, Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Good choice.
Do you take a lot of inspiration in your music from him? Or?
In recent times, I have taken a bit, yeah. Songwriting-wise, I think he's probably the best songwriter of the last decade, hand down.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Sorry.
You're all right.
You just released Rush.
Yeah.
Is this going to be sort of you coming back, releasing more and more sort of faster, or just take it easy, release a couple demos sort of?
I think so. I don't really know what's going on at the minute. I don't hear much from anyone anymore. So I'm sort of just playing it by ear. I'm working on something pretty cool at the minute that I've been doing for the last year and a half, basically. But that's I don't know if I should say anything about that. It might get me in trouble, so
you've mentioned it now. Can you give us a hint?
It's not Kamikaze.
What's kind of the time frame that it takes for you to kind of produce a track? You said a year, but is that usually how long it takes?
Nowhere near a year. I think I don't know, it depends. nowadays it probably only takes like a day or two. Sometimes like for like really detailed stuff, it could take like, you know, a couple months.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff I do now, I just, you know, I'm able to write in like a day and just record a demo of it. But like something like the EP I did, that took way too long. That took like 9 months or something, which was pretty excessive
right.
for what it was. It was only like four songs big.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I was wondering, like, you know how like some, you know, electronic music artists like Paul Robinson yourself and, I don't know, Eric Prydz and et cetera, they have sort of like a feel to their songs, you know, like it either makes you want to rave at a festival or chill by a beach or whatever. What's like the vibe kind of go with?
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
I like sort of like a nighttime, late night come down sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like something a bit like sunsetty, deserty, I don't know. I'm mostly inspired by just like, you know, movie and video game sort of sounds and feelings.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, you know, like the visuals for someone like Quentin Tarantino sort of, you know, just like, you think of it like, I don't know how to describe it, visually into audio.
So what's your favourite movie?
My favourite movie? Oh, I don't really have one, to be honest.
What's one that comes to mind
that I really like? I like Pulp Fiction. I'm sure most people would say that. That's a good one.
And what are some other goals you'd love to smash out with your music for the rest of 2018?
2018?
Or even looking into early 2019?
I'd like to put out some of this new extra special sauce. But I don't really have any other vision for anything else at the minute.
Is there any main festivals you'd like to perform at?
Probably nothing really in Australia. Glastonbury. That would be cool. Yeah, I like that. Coachella, that's a big one.
Yeah.
But you got to start small, I guess. Start in Australia.
Yeah, but you never know. You know, you can just want to release one good track and that could get you straight to, you know, Coachella or...
Yeah, you never know.
You know, EDC or something like that.
Like that yodeling kid, have you seen that?
Yodeling kid, he did. He made it big time, I think, just from just doing it like on the mall or something. Like,
in the shop.
I don't know if yodeling kid's going to be at Coachella.
He did, he played at Coachella.
Right, there you go. My bad, I was wrong.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in studio today, Kamikaze. Where can we find your music?
Online, at the Spotify's and the Apple Music's and the SoundCloud, that's that kind of thing.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.